Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life and happy Wednesday to you. Look at that. Did you even know that Wednesday, January 27th, 2021 would be such a blessing to be alive, such a gift to wake up and get to live today? Here it is. Let's not waste it. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is The Rocket Inside. If you had any idea what you had inside, you would never again hold back. You would never settle for a dang thing less than God's absolute best if you knew. You've been going through life driving 35, and all this time you have a rocket inside, more than a rocket. You have the power that created every single thing in this universe within you. The Almighty God dwells within you. Now, tell me again why you're worried. Tell me again why you would ever settle for just enough and kind of good. Tell me again why you question your value and your worth and your ability. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness.'" So what that's saying is, for God, the one who created the universe, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It says, now we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this surpassingly great power is from God and not from us. This means God is living inside of you. His power is in you. That's what this scripture is saying. As a child of God who believes in all he did for you through Jesus, you now have a treasure within you. You are the jar of clay, and there is a treasure in you. That treasure is the great power of God. His spirit dwells in you. You are a vessel carrying the Almighty. Now tell me again what you can't do. Tell me again why you question and doubt. Tell me again why you would ever play little with your own life. The enemy works overtime on you to cover this truth. He brings his deceit in the darkness and he picks away at your scabs. Why? Because he knows the day you truly understand the power you have within you is the day you never bow to his deceit again. This week, I've been listening to Mercy Me's new song called "Say I Won't." I've been listening to it on repeat, recommending it to all the girls I mentor. Have you heard it? "Say I Won't" by Mercy Me. Listen to these words and let them resonate. It says, "Today, it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday, I didn't understand. Driving 35 with a rocket inside, I didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm going to fly. I'm going to know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's going to hear because I'm going to shout and I will be dancing when circumstances drown the music out. Say I won't. Not enough is what I've been told. but it must be a lie because the spirit inside says I'm so much more. So let them say what they want. Oh, I dare them to try. I'm going to run. No, I'm going to fly. I'm going to know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's going to hear because I'm going to shout and I will be dancing when circumstances drown the music out. Say I won't. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So keep on saying I won't, and I'll keep proving you wrong. Oh, it's so good. What will it take for us to see our life through that different lens? When will we understand what we already have inside? How much longer will we wait to live? All while our life is waiting on us. This song was written for a man named Gary Miracle who worked for the band Mercy Me. 1 year ago, in January 2020, Gary's body went into septic shock and he lost both of his arms and both of his legs. Imagine for a moment the life-altering reality he woke up in. Everything you have ever done has now changed drastically. Both arms and both legs gone. He's featured in the Say I Won't music video as he is now doing all things through Christ who gives him strength. He is doing all the things he was told he would never do again, and he's proving them wrong. Why? Because he understands his life has been waiting on him and he's decided he wants to know what it means to live and not just be alive. Do you want the same? My favorite part of the song says, I will be dancing when circumstances drown the music out. Sometimes the music gets drowned out, doesn't it? Sometimes life is hard and our reality is one that is void of joy and delight and laughter. This is when the Spirit of God dwelling within us invites us to keep on dancing. When the music has stopped, we are still led to dance. We are still vessels for the Almighty. We still have that rocket inside. What is it that the world says you can't do now? What have you been told you will never do? Where has the enemy convinced you change isn't possible for you? I challenge you to take a good look at yourself in the mirror, lean in close, and get eye to eye with the girl God created and say this out loud. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So keep on saying I won't, and I'll keep proving you wrong. Who we often have to prove wrong is ourselves. That girl in the mirror. That voice within that holds us back. That doubt that chains us. That fear that binds us. And now the truth will set you free. The truth that you are a vessel carrying the Almighty God, and with God, nothing shall be impossible. So today, it all begins. Today, you see your life through a different lens. Yesterday, you didn't understand. You were driving 35 with a rocket inside because you didn't know what you had. And while you've been waiting to live, your life has been waiting on you. And now, you're going to run. No, you're going to fly. You're going to know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's going to hear because you're going to shout. And you'll be dancing when circumstances drown the music out. I believe you will. I believe that for you because I know as a child of God, a daughter of the King, and a follower and believer in Jesus Christ, the power of the Almighty is in you. In you and in me. I believe I will, and I believe you will too. And I would love to pray with you right now, to just let that rocket inside of you, let it fly. Come on and join me. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful for today. And I am so grateful that you chose us as these jars of clay to hold your power. Wow, I don't even understand why you would do that. I don't understand why you would trust us to carry your power around, that you would choose to dwell in us. Because we sure do get this thing wrong a lot, yet you chose us. And this is the way you wanted it to be. And so God, we just take a moment to understand what is living inside of us, the strength and the power that is in us. Forgive us for going through our lives, dwelling on what is wrong and what isn't right, and forgetting the power that we have. God, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you that you make it possible. With you, nothing shall be impossible. And so, God, we just want to unleash your power at work within our lives and within our homes, within our communities, within our world. Let that rocket inside of us go. Have your will, have your way in our lives. Let your power be unleashed. Lord, I am so grateful for the way you speak to each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us what we need to live today well and make you proud. I lift up all the families represented here to you, God. You know every detail that's going on with our families. You know what we're worried about, what we're concerned about, what's hurting us, what's threatening our families. You know every detail. And so I lift these families up to you, God. And I pray that you would do what only you can do. I pray for your healing. I pray for your protection. I pray for your provision. I pray for your strength and your wisdom and your clarity, your direction, God. We surrender to you and we're looking to you. Unleash your power in our lives. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I have loved getting to share this with you. I encourage you, go to YouTube and look up the actual video for Mercy Me's Say I Won't. Meet the man this song was written about. Oh, it's so good. Gary Miracle. Meet him and see it for yourself. It's a beautiful thing and it's possible for you. All right, my girls, thank you for being here with me today. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.